This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast. RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under has just wrapped up its third season on Friday, and we are incredibly excited to have joining us the winner.
That's right. This queen managed to snatch the crown after proving to be awesome at pretty much everything. Hilarious in the acting challenges with a fierce snatch game, heartfelt in the brunch with a breathtaking performance, an absolute beast in the sewing room who helped everybody else while still killing it herself, all around superstar joining us right now. It's Isis Avis Loren.
Good morning. Hello. Oh, glad to be with you today. Oh.
Huge, huge, huge congratulations. Yeah. We are so stoked, obviously, as Melbourneers, but just as Australians. Good old Aussies taking it home. Thank you on behalf of everyone.
Yeah. Yes, bringing the crown home to Australia and to now Melbourne. I'm very, very, very proud. It's wonderful. I'm so happy. Yay!
Yay! Now, the most important question that we have to ask after watching the grand final, has Adam Lambert called?
Unfortunately, I haven't gotten a call from Adam.
Aww.
I'm still waiting. The line is still open. Still happy to have a little date with him if you want. Yeah, it'd be lovely. Just call me, Adam, if you're here. If you're listening, I'm not listening now, Adam. Give me a call. You've got a number. Don't worry. I'm still waiting for you, babe.
I hope Adam's listening to our show. Absolutely.
Oh, of course he is. Yeah, of course.
Now, you really, in the finale in particular, you really opened up to Rue and Michelle. You had that really great moment where, you know, you were talking about your backstory and your life, sort of intimate setting. How does it feel knowing, you know, that your whole family has now seen you doing drag on this giant stage and now seeing you as the winner of RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under?
It's really liberating. To be able to, you know, be as open as possible with everybody, you know, leave all the cards on the table. It's really liberating. It's wonderful. Not everyone gets to do that. And going on the show, I really wanted to share my story so that everyone else can share in it and not feel so alone, or, you know, kind of some wisdom from it, or some support from it, and, you know, be brave and live your life as your authentic self. As queer people, that can be a bit difficult. And so I have to say, give people some courage or some encouragement to do the best they can, or, you know, be themselves as much as they can. So yeah, that was sort of my gana from it. Yeah.
It was very wholesome and beautiful. Let's get to the runways. Throughout the season, you had some pretty phenomenal looks. Out of all of the ones that you got to wear on the runway, what was your absolute favourite all season?
I would probably say my fuchsia runway. That was a really a love letter to Alexander McQueen and Futuristic Fashion and tailoring, all of the elements that I used that were quite difficult to do. I think it turned out really beautifully. That and even my finale gown, that was just so, so beautiful. And I'm so honoured to be able to show my skills on such a huge platform in many facets. So it's those two, especially in the finale.
Love.
Yeah, sewing skills were definitely on show, and that finale look was just absolutely gorgeous, like stunning. And you know, a great outfit to do your final lip sync in as well, which was gorgeous. So you know, walking on broken glass, not necessarily the finale lip sync song I was expecting.
probably not a queer anthem. Maybe, like, I wouldn't say Walking on Broken Glass. Yes, queer anthem. Give that to drag queens to lip sync to. What would your ideal song to have done the grand final have been?
Ooh, There are so many. I mean, anything from Lady Gaga. I'm a huge, huge fan of Lady Gaga. She's my Lord and Savior. Yeah, really, Walking on Broken Glass was extremely serendipitously perfect. Because early in the season, we were in a van going back to the hotel, and the driver went into the drive underneath the hotel, and they got stuck. And above us, in somewhere, Gabs and I were sitting, and glass broke onto us.
Oh.
And so it was, this is like, you cannot time this, you cannot like make this up, that the universe said, glass is going to break on you two, and then you're going to lip sync to Walking on Broken Glass in the finale of RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under. This story has been like, it's just the universe works in mysterious ways. And it's just incredible that that happened. So really, I can't think of anything else. It was, the universe was shining on us and perfect. I'm happy.
That's
I'm
one really of the weirdest today. Manifestations I think I've ever heard. Oh, that is amazing.
Right? Right? It is just so serendipitous and just so, yeah, weirdly perfect. Yeah, I'm extremely happy with Walking on Broken Glass.
Well, Isis, now that you are reigning queen of Down Under, you've snatched the crown from Spanky. Where are you going to take Australian drag from here?
I'm going to do the best I can. I'm going to take it to the highest of heights, be as glamorous as possible, as beautiful as possible, but with a lot of heart and a lot of love. Just spread the joy that RuPaul's Drag Race has been spreading for the past 10 years and growing and making waves throughout the world. And I hope to be a part of that story, be a part of that legacy. Just keep shining and having my own special brand of drag to Australia and to the world. And hopefully do everyone proud and myself proud in the meantime.
Awesome. I'm sure you absolutely will. We absolutely adored watching you on our screens all season. Cannot think of a more fitting winner. Congratulations again, Isis, and thank you for joining us on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me. Much love to you all. And I'll see you right soon.
Yes!
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.